Chapter 3. Marvelous clever man, said the prince. Superb, said his guests. And next morning Her Grace of Bless My Soul paid me a visit. Will you go to Almax, pretty creature? She said, tapping me under the chin. Upon honor, said I, nose and all, she asked. As I live, I replied. Here then is a card, my life. Shall I say you will be there? Dear Duchess, with all my heart. Saw, no, but with all your nose? Every bit of it, my love, said I. So I gave it a twist or two, and found myself at Almax. The rooms were crowded to suffocation. He is coming, said somebody on the staircase. He is coming, said somebody farther up. He is coming, said somebody farther still. He is come, exclaimed the Duchess. He is come, the little love. And, seizing me firmly by both hands, she kissed me thrice upon the nose. A marked sensation immediately ensued. Diavolo, cried Count Capricornutti. Dios Garda, muttered Don Stiletto. Miltoners, ejaculated the Prince de Grenouille. Towson Tufel, growled the Elector of Bladenov. It was not to be borne. I grew angry. I turned short upon Bladenov. Sir, said I to him, you are a baboon. Sir, he replied, after a pause, Donner und Blitzen. This was all that could be desired. We exchanged cards. At Chalk Farm, the next morning, I shot off his nose, and then called upon my friends. B.T., said the first. Fool, said the second. Dolt, said the third. Ass, said the fourth. Ninny, said the fifth. Noodle, said the sixth. Be off, said the seventh. At all this I felt mortified, and so called upon my father. Father, I asked, what is the chief end of my existence? My son, he replied, it is still the study of nosology, but in hitting the Elector upon the nose you have overshot your mark. You have a fine nose, it is true, but then Bladenov has none. You are damned, and he has become the hero of the day. I grant you that in fum fudge the greatness of a lion is in proportion to the size of his proboscis, but, good heavens, there is no competing with a lion who has no proboscis at all. Tilde 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 end of text tilde 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 equals 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 xing a paragraph, as it is well known, that the wise men came apostrophe from the east, apostrophe and as Mr. Touch, and go Bullethead came from the east, it follows that Mr. Bullethead was a wise man, and if collateral proof of the matter be needed, here we have it Mr. B was an editor. Irascibility was his sole foible, for in fact the obstinacy of which men accused him was anything but his foible, since he justly considered it his forte. It was his strong point, his virtue, and it would have required all the logic of a Brownson to convince him that it was anything else. Apostrophe apostrophe, I have shown that Touch, and go Bullethead was a wise man. And the only occasion on which he did not prove infallible, was when, abandoning that legitimate home for all wise men, the East, he migrated to the city of Alexander the Great Onopolis, or some place of a similar title, out west. I must do him the justice to say, however, that when he made up his mind finally, to settle in that town, it was under the impression that no newspaper, and consequently no editor, existed in that particular section of the country. In establishing the depot, he expected to have the field all to himself. I feel confident he never would have dreamed of taking up his residence in Alexander the Great Onopolis had he been aware that, in Alexander the Great Onopolis, there lived a gentleman named John Smith, if I rightly remember, who for many years had there quietly grown fat in editing, and publishing the Alexander the Great Onopolis Gazette. Apostrophe apostrophe it was solely, therefore, on account of having been misinformed, that Mr. Bullethead found himself in Alex, suppose we call it Nopolis, for short, but, as he did find himself there, he determined to keep up his character for obst for firmness, and remain. So remain he did, and he did more, He unpacked his press, type, etc., etc., rented an office exactly opposite to that of the Gazette, apostrophe, and, on the third morning after his arrival, issued the first number of the election, that is to say, of the noblest hippo as nearly as I can recollect. This was the name of the new paper. The leading article, I must admit, was brilliant, not to say severe. It was especially bitter about things in general, and as for the editor of the Gazette, apostrophe, he was torn all to pieces in particular. Some of Bullethead's remarks were really so fiery, that I have always, since that time, been forced to look upon John Smith, who is still alive, in the light of a salamander. I cannot pretend to give all the TP's paragraphs verbatim, but one of them runs thus. Oh, yes. Oh, we perceive. Oh, no doubt. The editor over the way is a genius. Oh, my. Oh, goodness gracious. What is this world coming to? Oh, tempora. Oh, Moses. Apostrophe, a philippic at once so caustic and so classical, alighted like a bombshell among the hitherto peaceful citizens of Nopolis. Groups of excited individuals gathered at the corners of the streets. Everyone awaited, with heartfelt anxiety, the reply of the dignified Smith. Next morning it appeared as follows. We quote from the TPO of yesterday the subjoined paragraph. Oh, yes. Oh, we perceive. Oh, no doubt. Oh, my. Oh, goodness. Oh, tempora. Oh, Moses. Why, the fellow is all oh. That accounts for his reasoning in a circle, and explains why there is neither beginning nor end to him, nor to anything he says. We really do not believe the vagabond can write a word that hasn't an O in it. Wonder if this O-ing is a habit of his? By the by, he came away from down east in a great hurry. Wonder if he owes as much there as he does here? Oh, it is pitiful. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the indignation of Mr. Bullethead at these scandalous insinuations, I shall not attempt to describe. On the eel-skinning principle, however, he did not seem to be so much incensed at the attack upon his integrity as one might have imagined. It was the sneer at his style that drove him to desperation. What? He touch-and-go Bullethead, not able to write a word without an O in it. He would soon let the jackanapes see that he was mistaken. Yes. He would let him see how much he was mistaken, the puppy. He, touch-and-go Bullethead, of Frogpondium, would let Mr. John Smith perceive that he, Bullethead, could indite, if it so pleased him, a whole paragraph I. A whole article in which that contemptible vowel should not once, not even once make its appearance. But no, that would be yielding a point to the said John Smith. He, Bullethead, would make no alteration in his style, to suit the caprices of any Mr. Smith in Christendom. Perish so vile a thought. The O forever, he would persist in the O. He would be as O-Y could be. Burning with the chivalry of this determination, the great touch-and-go, in the next TPO, apostrophe came out merely with this simple but resolute paragraph, in reference to this unhappy affair. The editor of the EPO has the honor of advising the editor of the Gazette, that he, the EPO, will take an opportunity in tomorrow morning's paper, of convincing him, the Gazette, that he, the EPO, both can, and will be his own master, as regards style, he, the EPO, intending, to show him, the Gazette, the supreme, and indeed the withering contempt with which the criticism of him, the Gazette, inspires the independent bosom of him, the TPO, by composing for the especial gratification of him, the Gazette, a leading article, of some extent, in which the beautiful vowel, the emblem of eternity, yet so offensive to the hyper-exquisite delicacy of him, the Gazette, shall most certainly not be avoided by his, the Gazette's, most obedient, humble servant, the EPO. S. So much for Buckingham. Apostrophe, in fulfillment of the awful threat thus darkly intimated, rather than decidedly enunciated, the great Bullethead, turning a deaf ear to all entreaties for copy, apostrophe, and simply requesting his foreman to go to the DL, apostrophe, when he, the foreman, assured him the TPO. that it was high time to go to presses. Turning a deaf ear to everything, I say, the great bullet had sat up until daybreak, consuming the midnight oil, and absorbed in the composition of the really unparalleled paragraph, which follows. So oh, John, how now? Told you so, you know. Don't crow, another time, before you're out of the woods. Does your mother know you're out? Oh, no, no. So go home at once, now, John, to your odious old woods of Concord. Go home to your woods, old owl go. You won't. Oh, poh, poh, don't do so. You've got to go, you know. So go at once, and don't go slow, for nobody owns you here, you know. Oh, John, John, if you don't go you're no homo no. You're only a fowl, an owl, a cow, a sow, a doll, a pole, a poor, old, good for nothing to nobody, log, dog, hog, or frog, come out of a Concord bog. Cool, now cool. Do be cool, you fool. None of your crowing, old cock. Don't frown so don't. Don't hollow, nor howl nor growl, nor bow wow wow. Good Lord, John, how you do look. Told you so, you know, but stop rolling your goose of an old pole about so, and go and drown your sorrows in a bowl. Apostrophe apostrophe, exhausted, very naturally, by so stupendous an effort, the great touch, and go could attend to nothing farther that night. Firmly, composedly, yet with an air of conscious power, he handed his MS. To the devil in waiting, and then, walking leisurely home, retired, with ineffable dignity to bed. Meantime the devil, to whom the copy was entrusted, ran upstairs to his case, apostrophe in an unutterable hurry, and forthwith made a commencement at setting the MS. up. Apostrophe, in the first place, of course, as the opening word was so, apostrophe he made a plunge into the capital S hole, and came out in triumph with a capital S. Elated by this success, he immediately threw himself upon the little O box with a blindfold impetuosity, but who shall describe his horror, when his fingers came up without the anticipated letter in their clutch? Who shall paint his astonishment and rage at perceiving, as he rubbed his knuckles, that he had been only thumping them to no purpose, against the bottom of an empty box. Not a single little O was in the little O hole, and, glancing fearfully at the capital O partition, he found that to his extreme terror, in a precisely similar predicament. Awe-stricken, his first impulse was to rush to the foreman. Sir, apostrophe apostrophe, said he, gasping for breath, I can't never set up nothing without no O's. Apostrophe apostrophe, what do you mean by that? Apostrophe apostrophe, growled the foreman, who was in a very ill humor at being kept so late. Why, sir, there bean't an O in the office, neither a big un nor a little un. Apostrophe apostrophe, what the DL has become of all that were in the case? Apostrophe apostrophe, I don't know, sir, apostrophe, said the boy, but one of the mere Z devils has been prowling about here all night, and I expect he's gone, and cabbaged them every one. Apostrophe apostrophe, dod rot him. I haven't a doubt of it, apostrophe, replied the foreman, getting purple with rage, but I tell you what you do, Bob, that's a good boy, you go over the first chance you get, and hook every one of their eyes and de-end them. They're izzards. Apostrophe, just so, apostrophe, replied Bob, with a wink and a frown, I'll be into 'em, I'll let 'em know a thing or two, but in the meantime, that ear paragraph? Must go in tonight, you know, else there'll be the DL to pay, and apostrophe, and not a bit of pitch hot, apostrophe, interrupted the foreman, with a deep sigh, and an emphasis on the bit. Apostrophe apostrophe, is it a long paragraph, Bob? Apostrophe, shouldn't call it a worry long paragraph, apostrophe, said Bob. Ah, well then, do the best you can with it. We must get to press, said the foreman, who was over head and ears in work. Just stick in some other letter for O. Nobody's going to read the fellow's trash anyhow. Apostrophe apostrophe, worry well, apostrophe, replied Bob. Here goes it. apostrophe and off he hurried to his case, muttering as he went. Considerable veil, demure expressions, particular for a man as doesn't swore. So eyes to gouge out all their eyes, eh? And DN all their gizzards. Veil. This here's the chap as is just able for to do it. Apostrophe apostrophe the fact is that, although Bob was but 12 years old and 4 feet high, he was equal to any amount of fight, in a small way. The exigency here described is by no means of rare occurrence in printing offices, and I cannot tell how to account for it, but the fact is indisputable, that when the exigency does occur, it almost always happens that X is adopted as a substitute for the letter deficient. The true reason, perhaps, is that X is rather the most superabundant letter in the cases, or at least, was so in the old times long enough, to render the substitution in question an habitual thing with printers. As for Bob, he would have considered it heretical to employ any other character, in a case of this kind, than the X to which he had been accustomed. I shall have to X this ear paragraph, apostrophe said he to himself, as he read it over in astonishment, but it's just about the awfulest OY paragraph I ever did see. So X it he did, unflinchingly, and to press it went X said. Next morning the population of Nopolis were taken all aback, by reading in the T.P.O., apostrophe the following extraordinary leader. SXHX, JXHN, HXWNXW, TXLDEXUSX, EXUKNXW, DXN apostrophe TCRXW, Angster time, Befxer EXUR ZXF the WXXDS. XS EXER MXTHER KNXW EXER ZUT XH NX NX SXGX XMIATZNC NXW JXHN TX EXERS DIXUS XLDW XXDS XFC XNC XRD GX XMI TX EXER WXXDS XLDXWL GX EXU WXN apostrophe T XH PXH PXH JXHN, DXN apostrophe TDXSX, EXU of GXTTXGX, EXU KNXW, SXGXZNC, and DXN apostrophe TGXSLXW, FXRXXIXWNS EXU here, EXU KNXW, XH, JXHN, 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 if EXU DXN apostrophe TGX EXU or NXHXMXNX. EXU or Zinlia. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.